So nice. Now I'm going to tell a story. It's the once a year that I do this, but I feel like, I don't know, I have something to say about this. I've been feeling really introspective thanks to Facebook lately. You know that, like, on this day bullshit. So they're supposed to, like, filter out the ones that are, like, really traumatic, but they don't always do that. And so I was thinking about this story this week, and so here we go. I'm going to get real. And Tanner said that was okay, so let's get real. All right. So this is the second Your Story show to have the theme Beginnings. The original happened 3 years ago, January 20th, 2013. Another thing that happened that night is my grandmother died. This isn't a story about my grandmother's death. That story's been told on this show, and it doesn't need repeating. What this is a story about my phone. See, my grandmother died, and I started turning my phone off at night. I had to keep it on while she was alive. She lived in an assisted care home, and I could at any minute get a call from the staff there about some emergency that required my immediate attention. It was a matter of safety, really. My phone had to stay on, and I had to stay vigilant. But then my grandmother died, and I didn't need to keep my phone on at night anymore. She was my last living family member that I had any kind of positive relationship with. So it's not like anyone else with my blood would need me. I wasn't seeing anybody, so I didn't have romantic obligations. I could sleep knowing that no one would need to talk to me so badly that it couldn't wait until a reasonable hour. Guys, if you haven't picked up on this by now, my phone is a metaphor. When my grandmother died and my last familial tether was severed, I felt lots of things, and ashamedly, one of the things that I felt was kind of free. I felt like I could finally enjoy myself without the burden of being responsible for another human life. That's a weird thing to feel at the age of 29. And over the next few years, I enjoyed myself a lot. I moved from my grandmother's old house in the suburbs to an apartment in the city. I became more involved with comedy. I got a job that paid me a reasonable amount, and I actually enjoyed. I traveled a lot. I made good stories. These are all great things, but I kept my phone off. In case you haven't quite gotten there yet, I'll just spell it out for you now. My phone is a metaphor for me being connected to my emotions. So let me talk about my emotions for a second. After the week following my grandmother's death, which I swear this story isn't about that, I didn't really think about them a lot. I remember the last time I got super emotional was when one of my best friends called me maybe a month after the fact, the thing that the story's not about, and started asking me all these questions about how I was doing, how I felt, whether there was any guilt or shame or fear or whatever rolling around in my brain. And I couldn't wait to get off the phone with my best friend. Intellectually, I knew that he meant well, but I actually got mad at him for asking me those things. How could he ask me those things? Who did he think he was? I certainly wasn't going to talk about it. So I told him I was fine, and I ended the call promptly, and I didn't really think about it again until I'd gotten enough distance. And that suited me fine. With calls like that, who needs to keep their phone on? And then, last summer, I met someone. It happened immediately and without warning, and she made me feel a lot of things I hadn't felt in a long time. It was a lightning strike of attraction. I'd never been drawn to anyone so quickly and so fully. You know that story. And this isn't a story about that person. That story may never be told, and that's okay. What this is a story about how that person affected me. Because I met that person, and that night, literally that night, I started keeping my phone on again. Because what if she wanted to text me? What if there was something so important that we had to talk about it? And I mean important in the way that only two people who really feel things for each other would think was important, because for the rest of the world it seems trivial and stupid. Like, what if? But again, this isn't a story about that person. Partially because as quickly as I met her, our interaction stopped. It was a few weeks of unexpectedly intense emotions, followed by not much. Not much, except that I felt like I had remembered something important. I had remembered what it was like to connect to other people in earnest, unguarded, terrifying, and rewarding ways. Now, here's the thing about me. Outside of this show, which I've been doing for almost 5 years now, if you didn't pick up on this, I've been pretty bad at doing that connecting thing for the past few years. But I'm working on getting better. I'm still leaving my phone on at night, and now sometimes people I like text me, and that's really cool. And sometimes they don't, and that's also okay. Leaving the connection open, that's the thing. And I hope that by my telling this story here, I'm taking a step towards correcting the path that I took the last time we talked about beginnings during the show. Maybe when I do this in another 3 years, when Tanner 2.0 decides we're going to do another show about beginnings, I'll have some revelation that being a closed-off, adventure-seeking robot really is the way to go. That still doesn't sound too awful to me. But until then, I'm down to feel stuff. So text me, guys. That's my story. Beginnings 2. All right. All of that is true, by the way. That is...